All right, Donald Trump and Republicans are facing some serious problems. And sometimes it can feel as if Donald Trump is uniquely politically invincible, but he's not. And Republicans, in their actions, you can tell, are starting to panic. Because here's the thing, going toward the midterms, going toward 2026, if we look at the generic ballot, Democrats versus Republicans all throughout the country, we have Democrats up in some polls, 5 points, 7 points. I saw a poll today, 9 points. That's a big deal. I mean, that's a midterm sweep. And Democrats have a lot of work to do to solidify that. But it combines with Donald Trump's other political issues, which he's underwater on every single issue, including the top issues that got him elected, which is immigration, he's underwater. The economy, he's underwater by well over 10 points in most polls. He's underwater when it comes to DOGE cuts, he's underwater on everything. And he's underwater the most, minus 37 points on the Epstein files. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today. Republicans are panicking and voters are starting to notice. This is a really great video I want to show you from a town hall from just 2 or 3 days ago. House Republicans have started to go out, back out to the American people, try to explain what's going on. They took a hiatus for a while because they were getting grilled on all the issues I just mentioned. And so House Republicans actually agreed, we're just not going to go talk to our constituents because it's getting too embarrassing. These videos are going viral. Well, we have a couple more viral videos as they have attempted to face their constituents, and failed miserably. Before we watch this video, though, let's back up a little bit to some things that happened just in the last few days on the Epstein files. Take a look at this. Democracy Watchdog sues for files on Trump-Epstein relationship. This was just a few days ago and is not being talked about very much. The nonpartisan Democracy Defenders Fund has filed a lawsuit against the Justice Department over the agency's refusal to release documents from the investigation of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein that mentioned President Trump and his Mar-a-Lago residence. Why this matters? The DOJ has repeatedly resisted efforts to make all of the documents in its possession public, and the suit comes as Epstein co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell offered new insights into Epstein and Trump's relationship in recently released transcripts. In a democracy, transparency isn't optional. It's the law, and it's the bare minimum the American people are owed. The White House and the Justice Department have still not responded to comment. All this happening in the last 48 to 72 hours. The lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia asked the court to force the administration to respond to a series of Freedom of Information Act requests, or FOIA requests, the group filed over a month ago. And it seeks all records related to the DOJ investigation into Epstein and Maxwell that mention Trump, Mar-a-Lago, etc. And the thing is, right, we've seen this over and over again. Donald Trump really flailing on this issue, claiming that the Epstein files are fake, claiming that Biden, potentially Obama, doctored the Epstein files. Their whole thing is a Democrat hoax. He says that as other parts of his administration say, we have the files. Pam Bondi said, I just got the truckload of files. We're reviewing them. We're going to release them. Then Trump coming out and saying, actually, there's no files. They're fake. Well, there are files, but they're fake. You have the other part of the administration saying that there are no files to begin with. Does this sound confusing? Because it's confusing, right? And so they're clearly flailing. And within the last 72 hours of that happening as well, Republicans in the House subpoena Epstein estate for clientless birthday book and other documents. Republicans on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee are charging ahead with their investigation into the disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein, including a new subpoena on Monday for a slew of documents held by the estate of the infamous sex criminal. And this is led by James Comer. The Republicans are seeking Epstein's will, any documents resembling a client list related to Epstein's sex trafficking charges, any black books containing contacts, flight logs, etc. Here's the thing, they're panicking, right? Because we know that all these people are Trump goons, right? When they say, like, oh, we want these files, they don't want the files. Because if the files are there, which they're there, Trump's in them. Trump is obviously all over these files. He's best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. And so now, with stuff like this on the horizon, with voters very, very, very upset and still talking about this, Republicans trying another PR play, trying to say, oh, well, we're going to try our best to get them. They're going to try their best. They're not going to get them because they don't want them. And it's important for us to keep our foot on the gas when it comes to stuff like this, because when people realize the Epstein files aren't coming, which is key to the MAGA cult, which we've talked a lot about, a lot of the other house of cards start to fall. When Trump says, I'm going to make the economy great, tariffs are paid for by other countries, people start to realize, wait, maybe that's bullshit too. Maybe what he says about Doge cuts is bullshit too. Maybe when he says the big beautiful bill is going to cut the deficit, that's bullshit too. And it leads to stuff like this that just happened a day or two ago. Take a listen. Let's react to this together.
You need to take your head out of Trump's ass and start doing your representation of us. I am pissed, and I'm pissed at you because I have emailed you because it's easier for me than to try to talk on the phone without profanity. I would appreciate you taking your father's U.S. Constitution book, read it, study it, make your own lines underneath it, and get Trump out of office. The man is a dictator. He knows nothing about what he talks about. I listened to him for about a half hour today, and I got sick at all the lies he brought up. You know nothing about what a working class citizen does. Come down here. Come down here and start trying to pay your medical insurance. Come down here and walk into Costco to try to feed your family, to feed your kid that's moved out, to feed your great-grandchildren. I had a very good job in California, and I'm able to feed my family, and it goes all the way to great-grandchildren. You're not helping me. Believe me, you're not helping me.
Wow. I mean, those are some serious, serious fighting words from that individual just, again, a few days ago. And I want to give such a shout out as somebody who's 23 years old, seeing all generations, anyone of any age fighting this fight. It brings me hope, seriously. And I read your comments and it brings me so much hope, which, by the way, if you haven't already, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Auchler channel. My name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Auchler today. The link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. But I read all your comments on this channel. We're trying to build something big to uplift Gen Z voices here. If you're not subscribed already, make sure you do so. I love all of you. But again, this stuff is important because Republicans are trying now, as they've just gotten hammered on all these issues, the Epstein issue specifically, and their poll numbers have collapsed. They say, and Trump says, okay, we got to try to do something to fight back. And this is what they're going to do. They're going to subpoena for the list and say, guys, we're doing it. They're not doing it. They're buying time. They got to figure something out. And as they're buying time, we have Republicans, again, back out on the trail as if it's a campaign trail. We're going to go talk to our constituents because truly, they didn't do it for so long. House Republicans were told, don't do this. It's not good because you go out and you talk to your constituents and this happens. And so, of course, the correct answer when you're an elected official is we just won't go talk to our constituents. We'll just avoid them, right? That must be the answer. But it's been a few months. They got to make a move as these poll numbers collapse. I want to show you one more video that I think kind of plays in to all of this and the poll numbers, what Americans are seeing, how Donald Trump is acting around this. This was from a cabinet meeting just the other day. And the way in which Donald Trump has truly just lost all touch with reality, which maybe he's, you know, lost touch with reality for the last 10 years. Of course he has, right? He's been cognitively declining now much more rapidly, but he's always been a moron. He's always been a narcissist. But as his poll numbers hurt and people look for answers, this is how he acts in his cabinet meetings with the cameras on. Take a listen.
If you all haven't stopped by the Department of Labor, Mr. President, I invite you to see your big, beautiful face on a banner in front of the Department of Labor, because you are really the transformational president of the American worker, along with the American flag and President Roosevelt.
Working for this government, for you, is the greatest honor of my life. I tell it to everybody, and I really do feel that way, and I thank you.
You have breathed life back into the profession of law enforcement. Your respect for law enforcement is so incredible. It's making a difference.
This is just such a great opportunity, really, to recognize your leadership as a true champion for working people.
Well, everyone knows there's no stronger advocate for hardworking American families than you.
Well, Mr. President, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to work for you.
Our country has never been so secure thanks to you. You have brought us back from the edge.
And there's only one thing I wish for, that noble committee
finally gets its act together and realizes that you are the single finest candidate since the Nobel Peace, this Nobel Award was ever talked about, to receive that reward.
It's pretty great to celebrate.
So, like, I really want you to think about this. Truly think about what you just saw in relation to everything else that we've talked about. I mean, the guy sets up his cabinet meetings with all these other people running different parts of the government. All of those other people, first of all, are wildly incompetent to do what they do. And that's not an over-exaggeration, because they've all been selected based off loyalty, which I know you know. But they've been selected based off loyalty because when he sits in those meetings, he wants the cameras on. And he just wants to be praised. President Trump, I love you so much. You've made my job so easy. Just sit in the king's chair. President Trump, you should be nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Those are his cabinet meetings. And so as they flail and they struggle with poll numbers, as Americans are saying, well, what are you going to do about this? And he sits back and just gets worshipped as he cognitively declines, as he looks like a buffoon everywhere, it leads to this. They're in trouble. And Trump can keep up this act as much as he wants, but the Epstein files are coming. At least this story is not going away. Listen, make sure you share this video with a friend or family member. It would mean so much. Again, make sure you subscribe to here. My name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. I love you guys so much. I appreciate you. Please, please have a good rest of your week into the weekend. Be safe. Enjoy the nice weather, depending on where you are in the country. I think it's going to be pretty nice this weekend. Let me know if you got any plans. I'll check out the comments down below. I appreciate you. Be safe. Be easy. I'll see you in the next video.